Hey there, this is Heather McAllister, a health coach for women in midlife. I went from feeling fat and tired at 40 to living my best life ever 9 years later. I now feel better than ever in my body and in my clothes. I feel a renewed sense of purpose and energy, and I'm here to share that with you. It was not an easy path. I had a lot of missteps along the way. But all those missteps have made it easier to help women facing the same struggles. So I created the Get Better with Heather podcast to give you simple and effective strategies to do the same thing. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're struggling to feel good in your body, to take off extra weight without obsessing over food, to get motivated and get moving, then this podcast is for you. Hit the subscribe button to stay up to date, and let's get started. So I thought it would be useful today to talk a little bit about my health journey and what this is leading me towards in my business and how I can help you. And I'm hoping that giving you my story will not only resonate with you and maybe give you some ideas of how I can help you or how you can help yourself, but also where this is leading me to in my business and how things are going to look moving forward. So 9 years ago, approximately, I was 40 years old. I felt like overnight I started to feel frumpy. I was tired. I was feeling fat. And for me, that was kind of like this moment in time where, you know, I had always been able to manage my weight, maybe not the healthiest ways, but I was always able to kind of keep my weight in check one way or another. And I felt at 40, like all bets were off. Like I just started to develop belly fat overnight. No matter what I did, I, you know, might take it off here or there. If I really cut my calories, if I really restricted my food, if I really worked out hard, I could lose it for a temporary period of time, but then it kind of just kept creeping back on. So I had this sort of yo-yo dieting thing going on. I felt tired all the time. I was actually kind of miserable. I think back to when I was 40 and I was not happy. I remember even my 40th birthday feeling like, is this it? And I kind of felt bad thinking that at the time because I have a wonderful life with, you know, a career at the time, you know, a wonderful, healthy family, all the good stuff. So what the hell was the matter with me? Why was I feeling like shit all the time? And, you know, I had no energy. I just didn't feel good in my body. And I guess that's kind of where the frumpiness kind of felt. Like, I just didn't feel good in my clothes. I didn't feel good in my body. I didn't really feel excited about anything in life. And I kind of just, I was living in that sort of drudgery for a while until at work one day, they were doing this wellness check, and I had my A1C tested, and my A1C came back high. Now, if you know anything about A1C, or if you don't, it measures your average blood glucose level over a period of about 3 months. And so the nurse said to me, she's like, you need to go to your doctor. You're borderline, like you're close to being pre-diabetic. And I was floored because I work with, you know, in as an occupational therapist, a lot of people that I work with have type 2 diabetes. So they have insulin resistance, which leads to a whole host of medical problems, whether it's neuropathy, vision problems, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, risk for cancers, dementia, all of this stuff. So I knew where my body was leading at that point in time. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Because really, I felt a little overweight and I felt a little frumpy and tired, but you know, I tried to eat fairly good. And I say that because a lot of my health coaching clients will come to me and say that I kind of eat pretty good. I don't understand it. Why can't I lose this weight? Why is my cholesterol, high? Why is my blood pressure high? Why are my triglycerides high? All of that kind of stuff. So I knew where that was leading to in my life, right? So I had this one part of me, this sort of wake-up call realization moment, or this uh-oh moment of them saying, you're headed into being pre-diabetic. And I knew exactly what that meant. So it scared me. It was a wake-up call. And the reason being, one, because I knew I worked with patients all day long who, suffered from this, disease, this chronic illness, and what that could mean to my longevity and my quality of life moving forward. And then I also, and that really made me sort of tap into the reason why being healthy and solving this problem for myself was so important. And one of the reasons really is my kids, and I want to be there for them. And I lost my mom when I was 21 years old. She died of cancer. And, I didn't want to be 47 years old or in 7 years, and not be there for my kids. So that really hit home for me. And the reason why I'm emphasizing this is because that realization and me tapping into why this was so important to me was a big part of my motivation to stick with this. Now, my road has been pretty long. It's been a 9-year journey up until this point. And one of the reasons why I'm talking to you about this is because I don't want that to be your journey. I mean, hey, if that's the way it's got to be, that's fine. But I, created and am creating still this program for women in midlife to lose weight and feel healthier and feel more inspired by their lives by sharing the sort of steps that I took that took so long, but to do it in a shorter period of time. So the first thing that was really, really important in this journey for me was waking up to the uh-oh moment. Now, maybe you've had that uh-oh moment. Maybe that uh-oh moment hasn't really resonated or hit home for you. It could be the doctor just saying, oh, you need to start losing weight. You need to go on cholesterol medicine. And it may not even be that, because sometimes if your labs or your numbers are just underneath the thresholds, they'll tell you not even to worry about it. In fact, my primary care doctor said, don't worry about it. You're not pre-diabetic, because I hadn't hit that threshold. But what now I realize, and after studying all of this, is that all of these things are years in the making. And during that period of time where you're tired and you feel like crap, like I did, and you have no energy and you have a hard time losing weight, it's because all of these other things are going on in the background. So that wake-up call led me to study and research how to be healthy and what the heck was going on in my body and how I could solve that problem. And I have spent years and years and years and have done multiple health coaching certifications and all the stuff to share with you all exactly, what is going on in our bodies, especially for women, because it is slightly different for women. And that's kind of the person that I am, best able to help. Then on the other side of this, so I had this kind of going on in my life, and divergently, I had something else going on. I really wasn't that excited about my life in general, other than, I mean, I love my children and I love my family and my husband and, all this stuff, but I really just didn't have that oomph, that fulfillment for me. A lot of that stuff, as a mom, as you can probably relate, gets put on hold sometimes, and you do what you have to do for your family. And that's kind of what happened to me. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back to school, because for me, learning and school and education has always been the answer for me. It's something that I learned to overcome, something that was difficult for me, but then I learned to love. And I always saw the value in education, so I went on to get a master's in business and decided this is not what I want to do. And then I got introduced to network marketing. And if you've followed me at all, you will have experienced my network marketing stint. And I was so excited about it. I didn't love network marketing, but I loved the idea of being my own boss and being able to work from home. And so that excitement in my life, that hope to create something of my own, gave me a tremendous amount of energy. And that, I believe, was one of the things that has been so crucial to this whole journey of mine and being able to stick with it. Not only did becoming an entrepreneur propel me into this life of personal development and eventuality of becoming a health coach, which is, personal development in the mix. Not only am I learning how to help other people, but I am actually learning all of those things for myself as well. So it's really transformed my life. So the two things that really propelled all of this for me, and that might help you, is one, just understanding the importance of your health. And for me, it was an uh-oh moment, and it might take a little more digging for you, or a little less denial, because we do live in denial a lot of the times, or just not even knowing or understanding. A lot of people don't even realize it because their doctors may say, "You're fine. Your A1C is, below pre-diabetic," or whatever the case may be. You're not clinically sick yet. And doctors are really there to react to an illness, not necessarily prevent it from coming on. And then the second thing was really finding energy and excitement in my life, that sort of pushed me to do more for myself. And a lot of that was personal development. It was the prospect of doing something that excited me. And I'm not saying you have to become an entrepreneur because it's not for everybody, but there was a source of hope and fulfillment in my life that was outside of everybody else or outside of the dependency on other people. It was something for me that I enjoyed and really, really wanted badly. So those two things kind of collided and created my health coaching business for women. So that is the crux of why I am where I am and what has also helped me become healthier, which has helped me reduce my A1C, become less insulin resistant, to have better energy now in my life and feel better in my clothes, better in my body, and just feel inspired and fulfilled. So those two things kind of happened. And I created, and I can think back to a time just a few years ago, because again, this has taken 9 years, and I'm really hoping to condense that for you, but this has taken a long time. A few years ago, I sat down and did this exercise where I envisioned myself in a few years and where I wanted to be. And this exercise, which is kind of part of my health coaching program, really helps to solidify or push you and to find the answers of what it is that you need to do in order to get the results that you want. And I'm guessing if you're listening to me, you probably in some way want to change your health for the better. Usually for us women, that means losing weight, because that tends to be the first symptom that things aren't good metabolically for us, right? But I created a vision for myself and I'm like, this is the person I want to be. And I created belief that I could be her in the future. So that vision for myself helped me to believe in myself, right? I saw that the result, being healthier, more fit, losing weight, not being so tired, reducing my insulin resistance, I saw that it was worth it because I truly do believe that, we're only here for a short period of time on this earth, and I want to make it as long as possible. So I'm going to do what I can to help that, to be there for my kids. And then also just to live a better, more, quality life as I'm here. So I created this vision for myself and sort of pictured myself in the future and what she needed to do. So that was another thing that really helped me to kind of create what I wanted, health-wise in my life and actually with my business. So they really kind of, these two things have been developing, kind of side by side and have, merged over the past few years, my health coaching business and my health together. And then the other thing I did was I just studied up. I really spent a ton of time understanding What's going on with me as a female in at the time perimenopause. Now I'm in menopause and actually feel better than I did 9 years ago when it was just starting, which is amazing. So if you're kind of stuck in that point where you're like, oh my God, I'm putting on all of this weight and I'm going through menopause, it's, I'm not going to say it's as easy as when you're 20 or 30 years old. It's not necessarily easier. But it's definitely doable, and it's something that when you understand your body a little bit better, it's something you can definitely do. And so that's part of, my health coaching program as well, is really understanding what's going on in your body. What are the things that are leading up to this weight gain, right? Because, if you're dieting, let's say, and you're cutting out calories because you think that that's going to help you lose weight, but you're not addressing the stress in your life. If the stress is what's causing you to overeat, or if the stress is causing a hormonal imbalance that's causing you to overeat, and pack on pounds, then you're not solving the problem. You are putting a band-aid on the problem by cutting your calories. But you need to address the root of the problem in that, and that is sort of the beautiful thing about the program that I'm creating, is that it is holistic and it's addressing all the areas. And they can be slightly different for everybody, but I've coached enough women in menopause or perimenopause that there's a lot of similarities of things that we're all sort of facing, stress being a big one. And then usually time and not moving enough and, all the things. And then the last thing, and I'm going to tell you, this was not pretty and it wasn't perfect. So, I kind of have had this, up and down, zigzaggy, kind of progression. Or climb up this hill, right? If the hill is, the obstacle that I'm trying to get over, which was feeling better in my body, losing weight, having good energy, and loving my life, right? That was the ultimate goal. My journey up that hill was definitely not straight. I've had some ups and downs, I've had some stress in my life, and that's the reality of our lives, right? I moved last year. I wasn't able to exercise or cook healthy meals for a substantial period of time, and that really threw off my habits and my routines. And I had to have a lot of grace with myself in order to not get stuck and wallow in that and let it hold me back. But I worked on my mindset, and that is the difference. I stopped making excuses for myself, and I stayed the course and remained consistent, always reminding myself, why am I doing this? And my two reasons, big reasons why are, I want to be a mom to my kids for as long as I possibly can, and I hope to have enough energy and quality of life to play with their children and be a grandmother who is full of energy, and I want to be there for them. And I also want a life that inspires me. I want to feel good about my life. And I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. I'm not saying I'm going to be happy all the time. That's not realistic. But I want a life that inspires me. I want to be fulfilled. I do not want to be trading my time for money in an office working for other people. That's me, right? And everybody has different things that drive them and excite them. So those two things have really propelled me to stay consistent. And along with, just to recap, all of the knowledge, the personal development and the knowledge of the science of our bodies, putting all of that together with my vision for myself and saying the course has really been the crux of where I'm at and why I'm doing this. Now, having to say that, I am throwing this out into the universe today for everybody to hear, because I've been a one-on-one health coach and I'm excited to do that. but I want to help more people. And I realize that not everyone has time or resources to pay for one-on-one coaching every week. So I am creating a course that goes over everything, that includes all of this, that is going to allow people at their own pace to work on and implement all of the things that I have found helpful for me in this 9-year journey, and the things that I've learned from coaching people one-on-one. Where are the things that hold people up? Where do people get stuck? All of that good stuff. So I am creating a course that I will be selling. And also, as part of this course, early on, again, all of these details are going to be finalized and set. However, there will be some coaching, like group coaching, as part of my initial course package. So the course will include not only all of the steps that you can follow at your own pace for as long as you like. This can take 3 months, it can take a year. Whatever it is that you need, everyone is going to be a little bit different, and you can squeeze this into your day, however it makes most sense. You'll have me in your ear, on your phone. You do not need to set up a specific time to talk to me. However, I will be coaching from the sidelines. I will be expecting some accountability. I will be there kind of cheering you on in a very personal way. And this will include some group coaching on a weekly or a monthly basis. I haven't ironed out all the details. So I'm super excited about it. If this is something that you are interested in, please contact me to get on the list. I want to make sure that you get on my email list, so when this goes live, you get all of the bonuses of the introduction to this course. Because at some point, and again, I haven't ironed out all the details, but I will probably have a limited period of time where it will include all the bonus material, which is probably going to include some kind of coaching from me. So that is it for today. Thank you for listening, and I am so excited. I hope this helped you. You don't even have to buy from me or invest in the coaching program to benefit from the information that I am sharing on this podcast and with you. So hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. I am so excited to announce that I will be rolling out the Better Body Formula, which is an online health coaching program to help my lady friends like me in midlife struggling to lose weight and feel good in their bodies. It is a step-by-step approach with coaching as part of the program, and something that you can do at your own pace. So you could say goodbye to dieting and finally have an easy-to-follow formula, a formula that has taken years for me to develop, because yes, I was the guinea pig. I was the one going through all of these ups and downs and making all of these mistakes. But I've packaged all of those mistakes and all of the things that I've learned from my 2 certifications in health coaching, from all my knowledge about the human body, about the human brain, and about the life of a woman in midlife, a busy mom, a career woman, and how to implement the best program to finally take charge of your body, enhance energy, and learn how to listen to your body so that you're not having to go to experts and you're not having to go to books and people telling you, totally different things. This is one program where you get to decide what is the best method for you and learn how to identify your unique roadblocks, the things that get in your way. I spent a lot of time self-sabotaging my weight loss efforts, and some of those were limiting beliefs that I had, and other reasons were totally physiological things that I didn't understand. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes. It is going to be an awesome program, self-paced. Like I said, it's going to have some coaching component to it. So I will be helping you throughout the way and helping you create awesome confidence that impacts your life in every way. To get on the wait list for the Better Body Formula, go to land.getbetterwithheather.com/betterbody. This is the wait list that I will use to send out email updates so that you are the first to know about this program when it becomes available. And I guarantee that there are going to be some awesome bonuses to the first few members of this program. So go ahead, sign up. All you have to do is put your email address in, and I will send you those updates.